who better to talk to than Matty Barrows? He's one of our favorite guys of all time, and he writes about the Niners. You love him. You read him. And, Matty, welcome back to the Murph and Max Show. I have Marcus Boucher in from Murph today. Murph flew over to Dublin, Ireland, and it wasn't orchestrated that he left when Aaron Judge didn't sign. He actually took off yesterday, so no coincidence there. How you doing, Matty?
I'm doing well. I heard that Judge would have signed if he had bumped into Murph in the Bay Area. So Murph wasn't there. He's like, you know, this is a terrible hello. And so he's like, you know, if you're going to treat me this way, I'm just going to go back to New York. And that's how it all broke down.
So yeah. We simplify that to no Murph, no Dice, no Judge. Right, exactly.
It's as simple as that. Murph, no Judge, yeah.
Right. And Paulie Mac, you know that Murph covers all the good high school athletes in Northern California. So maybe Aaron Judge wasn't covered by Brian Murphy. So he scorned him and said, I'm not coming to the Giants.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, hey, we do have some good news here. Matty, Jimmy G, no surgery. Let's talk about this a little bit. Tell us all you know so far, because the reports sound very positive. I mean, I think we're all expecting to kind of say goodbye to Jimmy Garoppolo again. But it looks like he's going to avoid the surgery. So tell us all about this, Matty.
Yeah, I mean, it started to come down on Monday, Sunday, it was doom and gloom. Remember, he gets hurt after the first drive. The 49ers go into the locker room at halftime. He's in the training room. The prognosis is the worst possible. I mean, they're thinking a six-month rehab at that point. And Garoppolo goes home. And I was thinking, okay, we're not going to see Jimmy Garoppolo the rest of the year. The guy has a tendency to vanish, and you know, when the diagnosis is that bad, I just didn't think that he would be around. But on Monday, Shanahan talks to us on his day after conference call, and he says, "Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo was in today. He was in pretty good spirits. Took part in the team meeting, and you know, already the tenor had changed almost 180 degrees there. So, in the meantime, he was getting different opinions about the surgery, and you know, it turns out he doesn't need it. And it turns out that he could be back if the 49ers make a deep run in the playoffs to help him out. So you can understand why he was so buoyant despite a broken foot. And that means that not just the end of the season, he could come back, but his free agency, I think, is not going to be marred. Certainly not like it would have been if he had that Liz Frank fracture, and not like it was last year when he was coming off the shoulder surgery.
Right, the shoulder, the thumb. I mean, this guy's toughness has been pretty. You can't question Jimmy Garoppolo's toughness. I mean, he's been out there on the field in a lot of pretty horrific circumstances. But, Matty, and again, Matt Barrows from The Athletic with us, you mentioned a deep run in the playoffs. Now, I heard that he could be back by the divisional round. Is that not accurate, Matt?
Yeah, I think that would be 7 weeks, and that would be probably the earliest he could come back. But divisional round, I mean, you know, you got the wild card round, divisional round. So I guess divisional is somewhat in the beginning or middle of that.
No, it's cool. But I just wanted to clarify. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like championship being kind of weak or anything. I don't know, who knows if the Niners will be there. But
I don't know. I always add a week or two to these prognoses. I mean, they always seem to be a little bit rosier at the beginning than they turn out to be. But I suppose if it is the playoffs, and you know, they wouldn't take that, you know, extra week that they might during the regular season, that that he would be back. But yeah, that's what we're looking at. Mid-January, basically.
Okay.
Is when he could come back.
And Matt, I think that's the safe approach, to add an extra week or two, but that's for most like average normal players. Paulie Mac just brought up his injury pass, the toughness of a Jimmy Garoppolo. I know the time frame that came out from Schefter was 7 to 8 weeks. I saw a couple reports that said maybe 6 weeks. So would you be surprised with the toughness of Jimmy Garoppolo, the fact that he's on a one-year deal? We've been talking about Jimmy G's last dance with the Niners. Do you think that could maybe influence him to come back quicker than his given recovery date, or would that be too much of a risk going forward as he approaches free agency next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be up to the team, and you know, sometimes the guy's injury will heal, but they want to give him the extra week to kind of get back into the swing of things and whatnot. You know, if this were Lamar Jackson and he had a foot injury, somebody who runs a lot, You might want to kind of give him the additional week to heal up. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, not known for his running, aside from his QB sneaking. But so I don't know whether that would kind of, you know, accelerate things or allow him to get into the swing of things a little bit more. It's the left foot. It's not the plant foot. I mean, I would imagine that for a quarterback, having that right foot, if you're a right-handed quarterback,
right.
That right foot broken would be a little bit more problematic than the left foot. So I don't know whether that plays into it. I mean, these are all questions that we're going to ask, and we're going to be asking them a lot in early January. And it'll be interesting to see where he is, you know, that last week. They've got the Cardinals coming into town for the finale, where Jimmy Garoppolo is at that point.
Yeah.
Is he back at practice? Is
right.
he rehabbing? It'll be another situation. I mean, sort of bookending the season. I mean, we began the season watching Jimmy Garoppolo on a side field, apart from the team.
Yeah.
I feel like the regular season is going to end with that exact same scenario, but a lot more hope, I think, than what it was in August.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, ironically, Maddie, last Friday we had, we have John Lynch on, or Shanahan. We had Shanahan last Friday, and Murph actually asked him last Friday before Jimmy got hurt. He said, the original question was, he asked Coach if Trey Lance could be activated for the playoffs, and no hesitation, Shanahan was like, no, that's not going to happen. You're not going to see Trey Lance this year. Okay. And then he went into a long rap about Brock Purdy. It was just kind of ironic that suddenly, boom, there he is out there on the field right after that came up in a conversation. But with Brock Purdy, I mean, everybody was pretty happy with what they saw. But I try to remind people, you got to be cautiously optimistic. He is a young quarterback with not a lot of pro experience. He did look good in that first game. But I don't know. Let's just start with the playbook. Shanahan's playbook. Do you think, or do you know, like, how much of the playbook he's got access to right now, or is Shanahan scaling this thing down to kind of suit where he is at this point?
No, he's got full playbook. I mean, that was one of the reasons why, go back to that, I think it was the second preseason game against Minnesota. That's when we first started to hear that, oh, you know what, Brock Purdy may have overtaken Nate Sudfeld, the veteran,
right,
for that at the time was the number two role. And, you know, I think a lot of things went into that, one of which was the prospect that, hey, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is coming back. And so maybe you go with a younger guy as the ultimate number three guy to begin the season. But I think a bigger part was that they just trusted Brock Purdy. I think that they liked how aggressive he was in those preseason games, how sharp he was, and how much he had been able to digest the full playbook by that point. They were reassured back in mid-August that he could do it. So, you know, a lot of questions this week is, you know, are the 49ers kind of ginning up their confidence in Brock Purdy because they have to right now? And my answer to that is that, you know, they showed that confidence in him back in August. By giving him that job over Nate Sudfeld, who wasn't bad, by the way,
no,
in training camp or in the preseason. He actually had better stats than Brock Purdy did. But I think there was, like I said, an aggressiveness, a sharpness, you know, what we saw Sunday against the Dolphins in Brock Purdy that that Shanahan, Brian Griese recognized. And that's why he is where he is today.
And Maddie, to your point, it looked like Kyle Shanahan showed confidence this weekend in Brock Purdy when he let him drop back 37 times. So when we're talking about him having access to the entire playbook, I know people are worried about the drop-off from going from Jimmy to Brock, but can you talk about their skill sets and how Brock is just from a skill standpoint compared to somebody like Jimmy G?
I mean, I think that they compare very well, and I think that's very important because the 49ers don't have to change much at all. And because the same guys who really help Jimmy Garoppolo out, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, guys that can take that short pass and, you know, break off a 25, 75-yard run, are going to help Purdy as well. So the skill sets match up well. I think that, you know, the Dolphins blitz the you-know-what out of Purdy. I think Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers are going to do the same thing. It's a little bit different defense. You know, one thing that I think Purdy does better than Garoppolo is roll out. He's better on the hoof than Garoppolo is.
Yeah.
So that could be a way to sort of buy a little bit extra space, a little bit extra time for the rookie. But, you know, I think the big takeaway from the Dolphins game was that this is a hard guy to rattle. He's not going to be intimidated or kind of lose his cool. He knows what to do. He knows where to go with the ball. He knew who his hot reads were, that throw to George Kittle being the one that stands out the most. So, I mean, it was a very, very good first outing. It wasn't perfect. He missed some open guys. He may have tried to force some things into tight spaces too much. But, you know, you got to like what you see from just the moxie that he showed in that game.
I thought he had some great moments where he showed confidence, showed leadership, and almost looked like a veteran at some part of that game. Now, you got to remind yourself, he's only 22 years old, and he's facing off against Tom Brady this weekend, who's playing in his 23rd season in the NFL. So just a little bit of a preview for the 49ers against the Buccaneers this weekend and the disparity between the experience between a Brock Purdy and a Tom Brady, man.
Here, I'll spell it out for you. When Tom Brady made his first NFL throw with the Patriots in the year 2000, Brock Purdy was 10 months old.
Good Lord. Good Lord, man.
Brock Purdy couldn't walk.
You know what I mean?
Tom Brady was throwing TDs already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the disparity. It couldn't. I don't know if it could be as sharp. Actually, you know, Trey Lance is a little bit younger than Brock Purdy is.
Crazy.
You know, there's at least one quarterback in the NFL who's younger than Purdy, but he's only 22 years old.
Yeah.
You know, turns 23 later this month. That'll be a red letter day for him, I'm sure. But you know, what strikes me about him is you know, and this happens a lot with quarterbacks. He's mature. You wouldn't talk to him and say to yourself, "Oh, that guy's 21, 22 years old." He started. Here's another contrast. He started over, or he's made over. I think it was 1,400 throws attempts in college. 4-year starter at Iowa State. That's in contrast to something like 325 for Trey Lance. So you wonder, okay, why do they take Trey Lance along so slowly and then just sort of throw Brock Purdy into the fire here? Well, Purdy comes into the league with a lot more experience as a thrower. Shotgun, under center, in the pistol. He did a lot of pistol in Iowa State. So I wonder whether that, you know, pairing him with Christian McCaffrey in that role would be something that Kyle Shanahan does. Bottom line, he's played a lot of games, seen a lot of situations, not in the NFL, mind you, but he does come into the league with a little bit more experience, certainly a lot more than Trey Lance did.
Well, listen, Matty, we always love having you on the show. Great information, as always, and we'll continue to read you in The Athletic, and we're going to catch up again sooner than later, Matty. So thanks for the time, man.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.